Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do some text messages here.
Yeah, as you started out saying at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of people who want to lie about the assassination.
Yes.
And the political affiliation of the guy who did it.
Yes.
There's a text message. I'm not even going to read this text because it's so nasty. It's just full of profanity and personal attacks at you.
I mean, wait. Okay.
What?
Okay. Don't read it. But whoever sent that text, why? I mean, you disagree with my opinion and it riles you up that much to where you got to get that friggin' ugly. I mean, you got to get that hateful. You got to attack me personally. You're so mad that I have a different opinion from you. You know, this is what the problem with America is. People don't even know how to respect somebody else's opinion.
People hate it when you hold up a mirror to them.
Yeah.
So I think this guy that sent in this text, and it's an incredibly goofy thing to say. You know, he says, there's no way this guy's a Republican. There's no way this guy's conservative. You're lying. And so let's just set the record straight here. And I'm not doing this to be a jerk or to rub anybody's nose in it. These are the facts. This is what we know about that man. He voted for Donald Trump. He loved Donald Trump. He was anti-abortion. He was anti-LGBTQ. He was a registered Republican in Oklahoma in 2004. Now, in Minnesota, they don't do that. They don't have party affiliation in Minnesota, but you do get to vote in the primary. The Republican Party in Minnesota has said they've been kind of mum about it. They said,
of course,
he voted in a presidential primary in Minnesota, but not for a Democrat. So you can kind of fill in the gaps from there.
And also, when your list of targets are Democrats,
obviously. Why?
I mean, the person who sent this text doesn't want to face the reality. This guy is a Republican. He's one of you. And one of the things Adam Kinzinger, former congressman, did a brilliant op-ed piece on Substack. It's posted on his Substack account, and it's about political violence and how both sides are trying to blame each other. But he brought out this this important part that we've got to start calling out each other within our group. If somebody within your group does wrong, don't cover for them. Admit it and call them out and distance yourself from that person. And so this guy is all bent out of shape, wanting to, you know, verbally attack me and get personal with it and use profanity because he's pissed off because the guy's a Republican. The guy's just like you, dude. He's just like you. And so, you know, what you need to do is say, okay, let's call this out. He's bad. I'm a Republican. I'm not bad. Don't support the guy by making up lies and by just getting verbally violent. Just address it and move on.
There are many, many hours of footage of this man who is a sort of amateur evangelical preacher at times in Africa saying exactly the kind of stuff that you would hear in a MAGA church. This is, you know, I'm sorry. The truth hurts sometimes, but that's it. A couple other things we should talk about. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, Tim Walz, the governor, the Democrat governor, appointed him to serve on this workforce development board.
I read a lot about this last night.
Goofy.
It is a bipartisan bipartisan group. If you don't know what that word means, I'm not going to explain it. Look it up. It's a bipartisan group, and there are a lot of people that want to be part of this group that that this guy was part of. So that has nothing. It has nothing to do with his political affiliation.
There's also the matter of the flyers, the No Yes. Kings flyers that were found in the back of his car. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, geez. And this is more complicated. We got to kind of figure out what this guy's affiliation was. Well, then law enforcement said, well, we think maybe that he had those flyers so that he could go target
exactly.
those protests.
Exactly.
And they canceled the No Kings protest in Minneapolis as a result. Then you see the photos of the flyers in question. And it is not a typical flyer that says No Kings protest. Here's where it is. Here's where it starts. Here's how to get involved. Here's the people that are speaking. Here's the map. Here's the route we're going to take. Here's where we're going to start. Here's where we're going to finish. There's none of that. It's literally a piece of printer paper with two words on it. No Kings. There is no other identifying information on there at all. It looks like a six-year-old scrawled it out. And this is what a drooling, four-tooth, mouth-breathing idiot would think would convince other yeah. drooling, four-tooth, mouth-breathing idiots that he was a Democrat. And it worked.
Well, it doesn't take much to convince Half Scoop, Donald Trump Jr. No. I mean, it doesn't take much to convince him. And again, it's easy to convince people if they want to believe it. But, you know, we don't have to get all passionate here because, you know, this is pretty basic here. The guy's a Republican. The guy was trying to kill Democrats. It's the epitome of political violence, and it's not acceptable. And if you're a Republican, you need to call this guy out and distance yourself from him or say, I'm just like him, and I'm going to commit political violence, too. That's your choice.
I also, I did read Adam Kinzinger's Substack post after you called it to my attention, and I really like him, and we are trying to book him. I got it's a little bit complicated. I email his talent agent, but then explained that we don't have any money. It's like a booking fee or something, you know, so that's in the works. We're going to try and get him on the show. There were parts of that piece that were a little bit too both sidesy for me.
Like I agree.
He said, you know, Elon Musk and Donald Trump immediately blamed the far left for the shooting, and that's wrong. But then when Trump survived an assassination attempt, voices on the left did the same thing. Well, who are the voices on the left, Adam? Because, quote, you know, anonymous voices on the left is not the same as the sitting president of the United States yeah. and the world's richest man. That's like a megaphone versus a post-it note. They're yeah. not the same thing.
I think that's a good point.
And where are the elected Democrats? Where are the prominent liberals yeah. on TV, in the radio, in elected office who are downplaying the assassination attempt against Trump, who are making fun of it, who are saying it didn't happen, who are saying, oh, he was actually shot by his gay lover or whatever.
There were some left-wing radicals who said it was all set up. You know, they were saying that.
Nobody whose name you know.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, right? They're right. They were not. I think you make a good point about megaphone versus a post-it. Look, I found that to be true also when I read Adam Kinzinger's op-ed piece. I thought it was really good in terms of calling for people to call out their own, calling for people to just not accept political violence as the norm, and that both sides to some degree are guilty. But there seems to be little doubt that the right-wing radicals are much more active with this than the left-wing radicals are. So again, you either own this or you don't.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.